This is the WHL This Week radio edition presented by the Western Hockey League. Here's your host, John Keane.
Hey, welcome to the show. Ahead, NHL Central Scouting has tagged the WHL for 66 players in its midterm rankings. We'll hear from one of the fast risers, Carter Bear of the Everett Silvertips. He's standing by. Willie Desjardins of the Medicine Hat Tigers celebrated 500 coaching wins in style. WHL broadcasting legend returned in the postgame to offer congratulations. And Willie, well, you'll have to wait to find out what happened to him mid-interview. That's on the way. And it was a homecoming this week for Spokane Chiefs forward Andrew Crystal. The Tempo WHL Player of the Week, after a 7-point game in Wenatchee, was back in Kelowna to play his former team. We'll hear from him later in the show. First up, 66 WHL players have been listed by NHL Central Scouting in the agency's midterm rankings ahead of the 2025 NHL entry draft. Six of those skaters were ranked in the top 20 among North American skaters, including Roger McQueen of the Brandon Wheat Kings, Radim Mertka of the Seattle Thunderbirds, Jackson Smith, the defenseman in Tri-City, forward Carter Bear of the Everett Silvertips, 2024 WHL champion Lyndon Lakovich of the Moose Jaw Warriors, and Ben Kindle of the Calgary Hitmen. As well, Prince George Cougars standout goaltender Joshua Ravensbergen has been ranked the top North American goaltender, while Andre Shtepetak of the Portland Winterhawks is ranked sixth. 20 WHL clubs are represented in the midterm rankings. The Kelowna Rockets, Moose Jaw Warriors, and Red Deer Rebels lead the pack with 5 ranked players each, while the Brandon Wheat Kings, Portland Winterhawks, Prince George Cougars, Swift Current Broncos, Tri-City Americans, and the Vancouver Giants all with 4. The list includes 11 WHL players invited to compete at the first-ever CHL USA Prospects Challenge presented by Kubota Canada, a total of 38 WHL forwards listed, in addition to 21 defensemen and 7 goaltenders. We mentioned Carter Bear off the top, who is an Everett Silvertips forward, having a great season and coming out ranked 11th amongst North American skaters in the midterm rankings by NHL Central Scouting. He joins us on the line from Everett tonight. Carter, 11th, have to be quite pleased with that, considering maybe where you started from.
It's pretty cool to see that since where I started. Never would have thought this would happen this couple past year and 2 years, never would have thought anything would happen. So really grateful that everything's going well for me so far. Everything's going well for my family. And, you know, honestly, the rankings, like, really don't mean much to me. Like, I just try to block out as much as I can, you know, just not let it be in my mind when I play. So it's not really gets to me too much.
Yeah, and team success definitely helps in this case. But you really broke onto the scene last year with 25 goals, made a name for yourself. You've already surpassed that total already, as we speak, 27 goals in 34 games. Craig Button just did a feature on you from TSN, and he said in that feature that you have sort of a nose for the net. You compete hard. You're hungry inside the dots to score. What does that mean to you?
I think, like you said, like I'm just hungry for around the net for goals. You know, I think I have a good hockey IQ, and I think I have a good touch with the puck around the net. So I think I have all those traits well done. But, you know, obviously it's really cool seeing me on TSN. Like, never would have thought Craig would have talked about me. Always grew up him talking about other players. Never would have thought of him talking about me. So I don't know. That was really cool for me. I don't know, just, you know, me and my dad usually watch TSN growing up. Just, to me, never would have thought I would have been on there. So that's pretty cool to see.
You know, you mentioned you try to avoid it as much as you can, the rankings, and there's a million different scouting services out there. You know, if you go on YouTube, someone's breaking down shift by shift and really touch by touch here for you. So is it hard to kind of not, you know, go online and see where, you know, services and things and folks think about your game and where you're at?
No, obviously I see those things. It's, you know, social media nowadays, you see everything, but obviously I see those things too, but honestly, it doesn't really come to me. It doesn't really affect my game. I think I have a pretty strong mind to block out those things while I play.
You're from Winnipeg, but you have roots at Pegwis First Nations in Manitoba, outside of Winnipeg. in a quote earlier interview, you said, I take my culture pretty seriously. I embrace it. I don't hide away from it. And I know this is a storyline for you now, for sure, as you get into the NHL draft spotlight here. Tell me what it means to you when you say you take your culture pretty seriously. How do you embrace it?
I mean, like, that's who I am. That's what I grew up being, you know. Grew up a little bit of racism, so a little bit of that growing up. So I don't know, always embraced it, you know. Didn't shy away from it at all. Dad always told me, and Mom told me, don't shy away from it. Always embrace it. It's who you are, and you can't change who you are. So that's just what I live by for, and, you know, that's just what I stand by.
You were drafted in the sixth round by the Everett Silvertips, like 132nd overall in 2021, and now you're being considered amongst your age group as one of the top players here. Why do you think you've been able to take these giant steps and be in a conversation to be a potential NHL first-round pick there with Everett?
You know, like, getting picked sixth round, I took it in a different way. I took it as a positive way, you know, learned from it. You know, I just stuck to the process, whatever. Didn't really make it my 16-year-old year, first year in the Dubs. So, I don't know, I just always stuck, put my head down, just worked hard and just stuck to the process, you know. I think that's just what I go for right now, just stick to the process, and it's been working for me, so I'm really grateful for it.
Carter, you're playing a pretty good team in Everett. Right now you're ranked third in the entire CHL, in the latest CHL top 10. It sounds like you're getting stronger with Austin Roost returning. What's the vibe like in Everett here in the second half so far?
Oh, it's awesome. I think it's the best place to play in CHL, so... You know, just the vibe around the room, just the guys that we have, it's unbelievable. It's all I can ask for. Like, the room is unbelievable. Everyone's so tight, you know, I think that's how it goes on the ice to us, just how we play so good. It's just everyone's so good around the room. Everyone's comfortable, you know, and it just translates to the ice. So, obviously, Austin Reeves, that's a big piece coming back for us. So, we're really happy for him coming back. So, yeah, hopefully we can get him soon down here.
Yeah, I think you played with him a little bit last year too, right? So maybe you guys, are you guys going to be reunited here perhaps at some point?
I billeted him with, I he was my billet brother last year, so really, really, really saw him a lot. So learned from him, you know, just a true pro. That's what I have to say to him.
Well, that'll be big for the Silvertips. You look around the Western Conference, there's some good teams. You just played Spokane the other night. You got Prince George this weekend. Where do you think the Silvertips fit into the whole grand scheme of things in the Western Conference here?
I think just sticking, you know, not really thinking about other teams, just worrying about ourselves, worrying about our goals that we have set for the season, you know, worrying about accomplishing that. So, you know, we just stick to it. We just stick game by game, you know, day by day, you know, just getting better every day. So I think that's just working out for us.
Well, you got a big weekend here ahead and a big rest of your season, not only personally, I know you may shy away from that, but it's going to be, you know, a lot of spotlight and a lot of eyes on you here, Carter, in the second half, and the Silvertips. So we appreciate you making time for us this evening here on WHL This Week. We'll be watching. Thanks for doing this.
No, thank you. Thank you for having me.
From the drop of the puck to the Edschen Out Cup, this is the WHL This Week Radio Edition.
The next stretch of Freeview games is part of Wednesday Night in the Dub. The WHL's feature game of the week have now been announced. Wednesday Night in the Dub available for fans as a Freeview opportunity through the WHL's YouTube channel and WHL Live on CHL TV. The next slate of games began this past Wednesday when Washington Capitals prospect Andrew Kristol made his highly anticipated return to Kelowna. Moving forward, hockey fans could look forward for watching exceptional status rookie defenseman Landon Dupont of the WHL leading Everett Silvertips in key matchups with the Spokane Chiefs January 22nd and the Medicine Hat Tigers January 29th. Tigers led by star forward Gavin McKenna. Also featured on the next run of Wednesday Night in the Dub games are the surging Victoria Royals, backed by NHL drafted defenders Justin Kipke and Nate Miskey, and emerging star Keaton Verhoff. The Royals will play host to Nashville Predators prospect Hiroki Goycic and the Rockets February 5th. As well, the Prince Albert Raiders return to Wednesday Night in the Dub. Cup, powered by Seattle Kraken defenseman prospect Lukas Dragicevic, when they host Nashville Predators prospect Tanner Molendijk and the Tigers February 12th. And Calgary Flames prospect Hunter Lang and the Saskatoon Blades will take on Winnipeg Jets prospect Braden Jaeger and the Lethbridge Hurricanes February 19th to wrap up the next run of Wednesday night in the Dub Games. Full schedule available at WHL.ca. Medicine Hat Tigers coach and GM Willie Desjardins hit the 500-win milestone of the WHL this past week. He joined the Tigers broadcast post-game show, and that might have put a bit of a target on him. A voice of the Tigers, Will Bryant, began the post-game interview, but also received some legendary help.
Hey, Willie. I got a special guest here in the booth. Bob Ridley is joining me here, wants to congratulate you here first on the 500th career win. Just Bob, kind of take it away.
Well, you know something, Will, we've been waiting for this for a long time. Now, what took you so long?
I guess you're saying I'm not that good of a coach, Rids. That's what I take. It's been a while, but I'm lucky. It's such a great organization, so many good people, so I'm lucky with that.
Well, you know, Will, go back over the years, and out of those 500 career victories that you've achieved, I had the honor and the pleasure to broadcast a lot of those games, and they were terrific. And I know the, as far as you're concerned, there was two or three that kind of stand out in your mind. And I know you can't go through 500 of them, but there's got to be one or two that you could talk about right now.
Well, the one you always remember is that Game 7 win with the fog. That was an incredible win for us. You know, and it's funny, even my first year, just Swift had beat us seven times in a row, and we were fighting to get in the playoffs. And Benny Thompson scored an overtime winner for us, and that kind of got everything started. You know, it was a pretty great time, and I remember that one. I went in, I talked to the team, and I went in my office, and it's probably 3 or 4 minutes later, there's still a roar, and I thought somebody must have gotten a fight out in the stands, so I went out to look, and the crowd was still standing there just cheering. So those are good memories in the old building.
No question about it. Another one of those memories, Tyler Ennis scoring 6 goals in that one game, and he keeps reminding me about that every time I talk to him.
Yeah, I think he reminds everybody. The bad part, it was tough because he was playing against Ryan Ace when they had a match.
Yeah.
That was a tough night for Ryan, and so finally I said, that's it, Inner. You can't play anymore. And I didn't know he was that close to the record. If I would have known that, I would have kept playing him, but Inner's a great player, and lots of great stories about him.
No question. Willie, again, congratulations. It's a great legacy that you're leaving here in Medicine Hat, and I know that you're not leaving anytime too soon. Still got a lot of hockey left, and we're going to go after those 1,000 career victories. But, you know, you've done so much for hockey in this community, for the Medicine Hat Tigers, and indeed the Western Hockey League. And this 500 career victory item that we've kind of tossed at the people here in Medicine Hat, I think it's just fantastic. And again, my congratulations.
Thanks, Rids. I think you're going to make me pay a price here, though, for this. So I got a bad feeling when I walk around the corner here.
Willie, I quickly got one for you here. So each 500 career wins, you know, is one thing. 490 of them have been here in Medicine Hat. What does it mean to have done it with this team, with this organization, and for this city and for this fan base?
Well, I really do appreciate the city and the fan base. I really do. The Mazers have been unbelievable to me. I love this city. I like the people. You know, and I'm really proud to get a chance.
There's a water shower. They just got him.
He just got dumped on.
So, Rich, when I told you I was going to pay a price for this.
And you just did.
Yeah. I knew 100% that was coming. And I just didn't know how I could leave the interview and get out of there.
I remember I got a pie in my face just because of you way back when. And now you know how it feels.
So, but you remember, Rich, what you said on that one?
No, I really.
You looked at, I think it was Hallwig, and you said, what are you going to do with that pie?
Yeah. I didn't eat one little bit of it either.
Ah, there you go. Oh, that's pretty good.
Well, Willie, we really appreciate you taking the time to do this. Congrats on 500 career wins, an incredible milestone. No one more deserving than you. Congratulations.
Okay, thanks, guys. Have a good night.
You as well.
Thanks, bye.
The Western Hockey League Player of the Week.
Hey, what a week for new Spokane Chiefs forward Andrew Crystal. His seven-point game highlighted his first weekend with his new team to be named the Tempo WHL Player of the Week. Crystal was back in Kelowna this week, where a familiar voice caught up with him. Regan Bartel has more.
Andrew Crystal, indeed, is the WHL Player of the Week, Spokane Chief Forward. Spokane Chief Forward, when I say that, it sounds odd to me. Does it still sound odd to you?
Yeah, no, definitely. Took some time to getting used to, but yeah, no, it's good. It feels good.
Obviously, you know you're going to be traded. To be traded to Spokane, that's a pretty nice option.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, I was pretty anxious leading up to it, like not really knowing where I was going or whatnot. And, you know, when I was told it was Spokane, I was, you know, super thrilled and excited to kind of get down.
Were you happy that it happened as soon as it did, right? I mean, it could have continued into Thursday, which was the WHL trade deadline. Obviously, you were traded a day prior. I don't know, does that take some of the angst away?
Yeah, definitely. I think, you can kind of just, it was on the morning of the Wednesday or whatever, so just kind of takes all the anxiousness and nervousness out of it and kind of just be with the result and kind of just know where you're going. It helped me a lot.
And of course, you know you're going to be playing with Berkeley Cats. And what's it like to play with that cat?
Yeah, it's pretty fun. And like, honestly, he's just such a special player. Sees the ice so well and, you know, just an unbelievable skater too. So, you know, it's been fun trying to get to work with him and, you know, build that chemistry.
Is it hard to play with a player like that, that's so skilled, that skates so well? Like, is it easier or is it right in the middle where, again, some adjustments have to be made, not only on your behalf, but his?
Yeah, no, I think it's kind of an adjustment thing. I think once, you know, we really click and kind of get that chemistry going, maybe in, you know, a couple weeks or whatever it is, and it's just going to be, you know, really fun and really easy. But obviously in practice and in the games, we're still talking to each other and, you know, working things out and just kind of where we're on the ice and what we see. But, you know, it's worked out really well so far, so we just got to keep that going.
The dark horse in it all is Shea Van Olm, real good player, 20-year-old in the WHL. I mean, he was on that Edmonton Oil King WHL championship team, goes to Kamloops and plays in the 2023 Memorial Cup. Now he's here in Spokane with a chance to win another WHL title. What do you see from that player and the great year he's had?
Yeah, I mean, he's unreal. Like, it seems like he's always in the right spots on the ice, and he's always around the net, and, you know, he's leading the dub and goals for a reason. He's just always finding it, and, you know, he brings that leadership to the team, that experience, and he's already been to two Mem Cups, so, you know, we're hoping to make it a third for him.
Yeah, he's been amazing. Okay, let's talk about your number. I mean, all of a sudden, I was looking at the game sheet. Oh, okay, bit of a switch in number. You wore 28 here in Kelowna. Tell me about your digits there in Spokane, and is that music to your ears?
Yeah. I mean, obviously, 28 was already taken by someone, and, you know, my original number was 14, but that is retired in the organization, so just kind of had to think of a new number, think outside the box, and I just kind of, you know, went with reverse in 28, 82, and just thought that'd be kind of something cool to run with.
Ray Whitney, former Spokane Chief, he had sweater number 14, hence that's why it's been retired. Andrew Crystal, WHL Player of the Week, getting back to Wenatchee, a seven-point game against the Wild. Did everything you touch go in, pretty much?
Yeah, those games kind of feel like it, for sure. You know, I thought we just came out of the gates really hot, really well, and, you know, started getting the power play working a bit after, you know, not so great Saturday, so, you know, it was good to see a couple, and it did, yeah, feel like a lot was going in.
And so your debut, it was hard to generate offense, or what did you see, like, on your first chance to wear Spokane colors? Was it a bit of a tough grind for you, or what did you see there?
Yeah, no, honestly, I thought we played a really good game, obviously playing a good team in Everett, but, you know, we had a lot of shots on goal, a lot of chances around the net, just kind of couldn't get those bounces, so we're saying, I think, Sunday kind of made up for all the missed bounces that we didn't score on Saturday.
Okay, let's talk about being in Kelowna. This interview is being conducted before you play your former team, the Kelowna Rockets. Weird feeling?
Yeah, it was pretty weird kind of getting here yesterday and morning skate. Like, it's just, yeah, a little bit different, so something I need to adjust to, but, you know, it's nothing but good memories come back here.
And so who did you talk to, or who did you have a chance to, you know, chat with just about after the trade was made? Was there a lot of teammates that reached out to you?
Oh, yeah, totally. I've been talking to, you know, a bunch of them, and obviously after I found out I was going, I was still in the dressing room around the team for, you know, the last few hours, just kind of talking to everybody and saying my goodbyes. But, yeah, I know it would be an emotional game tonight for sure, but it would be a lot of fun.
AC, you had a real nice letter that you had on social media, just basically, I don't know, was it a love letter to Kelowna? Tell me a little bit about it, right? I mean, boy, I had a lump in my throat when I read it.
Yeah, no, I mean, I just kind of, yeah, obviously wanted to, you know, write a note just to kind of thank everybody that's, you know, helped me along the way. I basically grew up here. It's, you know, my second home in Kelowna, so just try to kind of get all those feelings out on the page. And, you know, I think once I wrote that, I was, you know, able to kind of move on to the future and, you know, become a Chief. So it was good to kind of, you know, bring back those memories and just kind of write, you know, a letter to all of Kelowna.
Yeah, I thought it was beautiful. Okay, what impression do you think you made on a Kelowna Rocket fan? Do you realize the impact?
Yeah, I think hopefully a good one. I'd say I think just kind of going on the ice, off the ice, whatever it was, I think I'd, you know, like to go to the school visits and kind of interact with the kids and, you know, sign stuff after games and things like that. But, you know, on the ice, hopefully they, you know, had some joy watching me and, you know, I was able to bring them out of their seats a couple times. But, yeah, no, hopefully I had a good impact in the Kelowna community.
Obviously, second all-time in points in a Rocket uniform. Pretty cool, right, to leave that? I mean, you could have been the all-time leader had you stayed here, but second place in this scenario, that's pretty sweet.
Yeah, no, it's pretty cool. I think, obviously, I wanted to get to the first. That would have been pretty special, but, you know, things happen, and, you know, I was pretty happy with what I was able to accomplish. So, yeah, it's a pretty cool feeling.
So why are the Spokane Chiefs a potential Ed Chenault Cup champion? What makes this team tick? Why do you think this team has the chance to go all the way?
Yeah, I mean, I think I've, you know, only been here for a short time, but I think walking in the room and, you know, kind of get the practices and the games, I think we're just, you know, a really fast team. I think, you know, it's not really a weak link. I think we got great goaltending, you know, really good defense, and, you know, the offensive players can put the puck in the net too. So I think it's just a really good mix of everybody kind of buying into their roles and, you know, being a part of a team. I think it's, you know, a really tight-knit group, and, you know, it's been fun to be a part of.
AC, good to see you once again. Weird to say you're in a Spokane Chief uniform, but congratulations on being named the WHL Player of the Week.
Yeah, thank you.
Hey, that's the show. Want to shout out a big thanks to Will Bryant, Medicine Hat, also Regan Bartel in Kelowna for their help. I'm John Keane. We'll talk to you next week. We'll be right back.